Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue to take a look at, listen to the words of St. Peter, which began yesterday. This week, I want to put today's show and the shows the rest of this week in the context of our continued pilgrimage through the church year, which the moment we're in is the celebration still of Easter, of Jesus' triumph, his resurrection from the dead, the beginning of the new creation in him. We're about to celebrate this Thursday, Sunday Ascension, where Jesus rises to the right hand of the Father and takes his seat upon the throne. The significance of that is completely mind-boggling. It's amazing and has a huge, and ought to have a huge impact on our lives today. It's a difference-making reality that was accomplished in Jesus' ascension and his enthronement at the right hand of the Father in human flesh that has been glorified and raised. And then 10 days later, we'll be celebrating the Feast of Pentecost, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, which also flows directly from Jesus' enthronement at the right hand of the Father. But I ended yesterday's program talking about Peter's witness, St. Peter in the temple. A crowd had gathered around Peter and John who had entered the temple, and as they were entering, they saw a lame man, a man who had been lame from birth, who was at the temple each day begging for alms, and they healed him. The man asked for alms, and Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but what I have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise and walk." And there's things we can learn about Peter for our own lives here. One of them being how confident and secure Peter was in his identity as a disciple, a son, and a servant of Jesus. How confident he was in the promises of Jesus. When Jesus said, "Greater signs than these will accompany those who believe." He said in a number of places that the signs and wonders that the apostles witnessed at the hands of Jesus was something that they were going to walk in themselves as his church would walk in it. Because as Peter made clear here, the signs and wonders don't flow from Peter's personal power or Peter's personal piety, as he himself mentioned, but it flowed from a fact, the fact that he's united to the person of Jesus, who's Lord of all, and all power and authority belongs to him, and he shares that authority with those who are united to him, who are baptized into him. And so Peter, after healing the man, it says he continued to walk through the temple, he and John, and then a crowd, the word spread. It was a moment of tremendous excitement. It said people were filled with wonder and amazement, and they gathered and they just started rushing in on Peter and John, and they're standing in the temple. And so Peter used it as an opportunity to declare and to bear witness to who Jesus is. And if you remember, we've talked about it a number of times over the last few months, really over the last few years. Periodically, I always take up Luke chapter 24, Luke's account of Jesus appearing to the apostles in the room, upper room there, where they were seeing him really for the first time. And he says to them, he reminds them of what he's calling them to do. He said, first he reminds them of what he taught them, that everything that happened to him was prophesied, was anticipated throughout the history of Israel through the prophets, the anointed ones who said the Messiah would come, the Messiah would suffer, the Messiah would die, and on the third day rise. He would die for the forgiveness of sins. And Jesus looked at the apostles and he said, "Brothers, you are witnesses to these things. And now go," he says. He's going to send them to the nations. And the whole church goes forward in that commission that Jesus gives to the apostles, because they're the foundation stones of the church. They're the beginning of it. They set the direction under the power and the anointing of the Lord, the purpose of the church. And Jesus made it clear. They're supposed to witness to what they know about Jesus, what they saw, what they touched, and they're to proclaim and to offer repentance and forgiveness of sins to everyone they meet. This is the fundamental mission of the church, to bring people back into right relationship with God. And who is that? It's everyone. Everybody needs to have their sins forgiven. The sin problem, which produces the death problem, is an issue in every human life. No one escapes it. No one is good enough. No one is free enough. No one has enough resource on their own to solve that problem and to reestablish relationship with God the Father, as child of God, as servant of God, right? Only Jesus can make that happen. And that happens through what Peter's doing here in the temple. And so Peter, his beautiful statement, I ended the program yesterday with these words, said, the God of Abraham and Isaac and of Jacob. So he's speaking, who's he speaking to? Jews in the temple. He's saying, your God, your very God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant, Jesus, whom you delivered up, you denied in the presence of Pilate, when he had decided to release him. That is, when Pilate said he's found no crime in Christ, right? But you denied the Holy and Righteous One. So who does Peter know Jesus is? Jesus is the Holy and the Righteous One, promised, that Moses spoke about, that the prophets spoke about, that would come. And you ask for a murderer to be granted to you. Peter goes on, and you killed the author of life. So Jesus, in Peter's mind and heart, who is Jesus? He's the Holy and Righteous One, and he's the author of life itself. All things were made through Jesus, St. Paul will tell us. All things were made for Jesus. This is the most important thing about your life. Whether you're listening today and maybe you're not even a believer, but this is the fundamental fact about your origin, your nature, your destiny. You were made through this man, Jesus, who is the Son of God. He gave life. All things that exist were made through him. And not only made through him, but were made for him. As a gift from the Father. All of creation is the Father's gift to the Son. And Jesus has come to redeem this fallen world, to heal it, to make it new, and to present it back to the Father so its own destiny, the destiny of all of creation, would be fulfilled in Jesus. This is who he is. And he humbled himself, became one of us, so he could even be subject to, he made himself subject to the command of Pilate here, the Lord of all. He could have wiped everybody out with the click of his finger if he wanted to. But in humility, he went to the cross, so he could put away sin and become a sacrifice for sin, for your sin and mine. So Peter goes on. Then he declares, this is what Peter's witnessing to, that Jesus is the Holy and Righteous One, that Jesus is the author of life, and that God raised him from the dead. To this we are witnesses. By faith in his name, Peter says, has made this man strong, whom you see now and know. And the faith which is through Jesus has given the man this perfect health in the presence of you all. So Peter was clear. He's not a magician. Peter's not a magician. He's not some unique, special person. He's a disciple of Jesus. And the reason, through his words, in the extension of his hand, that this man was able to be raised to health was because he's now, Peter himself is alive in Christ. That it's the authority of Jesus, not Peter's authority. It's the authority of Jesus that's working through him. And Peter knew that he had it because he's a son of God. He's united to Jesus in the Holy Spirit. He's been made one with Christ. And it's the body of Christ. It's the Lord himself that's working through Peter. Friends, and this is why we must be open in our day to the working of signs and wonders and miracles. I mean, it is happening in the church today. It's never ceased. It seems like, at least in our part of the world, it's increasing through various ministries who are open, and ordinary men and women can testify to the reality of signs and wonders. And these signs and wonders are worked to do just what happened here in the temple. It got everybody's attention. Something amazing just happened. Something outside of human experience just happened. Something they've never seen before. How could this be? And Peter's essentially saying to them, I get it. I get your amazement. I get your wonder. But let me clue you in. It's not me. And this happened because Jesus Christ, the author of life, who walked this earth, who you know, and you saw with your own eyes, he's not dead. He's at the right hand of God the Father in heaven. And all power and authority is his, and that power and authority is revealed in the fact that this man responded to my preaching of the word, the name of Jesus. I said, in the name of Jesus, rise and walk. And this man received it. He believed it. And it's the name and the power and the person of Jesus that raised him. So it's a witness to the reality of, again, the fulfillment of Jesus' promise, of what the church would be like, of what would be normal in the life of the church. Am I saying that it's normal that every single person that anybody prays for is going to be healed? I don't think that's the norm. But what I do think is the norm, that people get healed. And what I do think is the norm, that Christian persons walk with confidence in God, that Jesus Christ is alive in them. And part of what he's sending them forth to do is not only to be holy, to wash the feet of those we meet, to love, to serve, to bear witness, to build up the body of Christ, to walk in Christ, but also to do the works that Jesus did. We talk about the new evangelization, that the church exists for mission and all of it, and we want to be welcoming, and I think we miss some things because we're not confident in them. We're confident in speaking the kerygma, but we're not confident in stepping out in situations where the Holy Spirit is prompting us. We're not expecting or anticipating that the Holy Spirit would use us in a way that could actually bring healing to someone, inner healing or physical healing or actual deliverance from evil spirits and things like that. We're meant to walk with that equipment and to be ready in a moment when the Lord's prompting us to be able to offer that to somebody, or when they're reaching out for help, to be able to respond to the kind of help they're seeking. And God will use us. He'll use us in different ways. And the fact that sometimes people don't get healed shouldn't discourage us. It's worse that we, as a church, don't walk in expectation, because one thing for sure, you can be confident no one's going to get healed. If there's no expectation and there's no confidence that Christ is at work in us, leading us to be his hands and his feet in many different ways and in many different places. Peter was able to walk with that authority because he could see Christ. He understood who Jesus is. He knew that Jesus conquered death and what that meant, and that sickness and disease was a sign of the fallen world that was under sin. Does it mean that everybody who's sick is sick because of their personal sin? That's not what I mean. But it's a reality of the fallen dimension of the world that's still under the kingdom of darkness, that the kingdom of life and light in Christ, the King himself, came to break its power over human hearts and over the lives of people. And the apostles absolutely understood that. And they lived with their game faces on, united to Christ and entering that mission each day. May we do the same thing. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Peter Burak's new booklet, The Game Changer, in which he talks to us very clearly about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially to empower us to engage the mission of the church. That's a calling that's there for all the baptized. If you'd like this free booklet, you could call us at 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to our past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.